says,
do you love film? 92.7 FM, the home of great music in the Bay and Basin. Do you love movie and TV series? Here is the radio show for you. Get ready for a new edition of Pick the Flick. Only on Bay and Basin, 92.7 FM. The most on the coast.
Welcome back to another edition of Pick the Flick at Bay and Basin 92.7 FM on this Wednesday, the 16th of November, 3:56 PM on the clock. And this is Raul, and I'll be your DJ for the next hour, as I do every week. And I hope I entertain you again with a Pick the Flick show, where we focus on film directors, scores, soundtracks from films that they made or produce, and also play the Pick the Flick game, where I play 10 seconds of the intros of 5 or 6 old TV shows, and you at home had to try to come up with who those shows were, and then at the end of the show I play them in full and I tell you who the shows were, so you can see how good your memory of those shows was. Or you could also call me at the studio here and let me know if you want to let me know who you think those shows were. The number here at the studio is 444-39644, and we also have a text line that you could use to send me a text with your answers. It's 0403-572-344. Today, this special show today will be dedicated to a very famous and very, very successful actress, director, and producer, Jodie Foster. So Jodie Foster will be my feature for today's special show. And I want to say thank you to Andre for with his show right before Pick the Flick. And I told Andre at the door that I was going to have Jodie Foster. And before I launch on the show, it's a very special day today, because November 16th is the birthday of a good friend of mine. So I want to say happy birthday, Debbie. I hope that you are out there and listening to the show and have a wonderful day. I saw you a minute ago, but I'll tell you, and I told you I was going to say it on the radio, so here it goes. Happy birthday. Have a great day. So, but before we launch on the show, and let's do the proper way and have a proper acknowledgement of country.
Bay and Basin Community Radio is located on the lands of the Wandjawondjian people, speakers of the Dharawal and Durga languages. We acknowledge the Wandjawondjian people, traditional custodians of the area, and recognise a continuing connection to the land, sea, culture and community, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Thanks so much for the announcement, Brad. And so, as I said, today's show is going to be dedicated to Jodie Foster. But before we launch into, her life and accomplishments and films and the soundtracks for some of them I have specially selected for you, how about we play the Pick the Flick game? So I have 5 shows today, 5 old TV shows. 3 of them are kids shows that maybe when if you are my age, and I'm almost 60, you probably either you watch these shows or you know of these shows when you were young. And so it's five shows, as I said, and I played 10 seconds from their intro song, so you could see if you can recognize who they were. I play them these 10 seconds for each of the shows again a couple of times within the show, and at the end of the show I play them in full. So let's go with the 10 seconds now. First show. Second one. Third one. And fourth one. And the last one, the fifth one. Okay, so those are the five shows, the five challenges I have for you today. So see if you can recognize who those shows were, and maybe you can write them down at home if you feel like it, and then you can confirm if your memory was good at the end of the show. You can call me at the studio at 444-396-44 and let me know, or you can also text me at 0403-572-344 with your name. If you get them right, or if you get one or many more right, I will announce that on the air, so I'll give you credit for that for sure. Okay, so let's start with the feature for today's show, Jodie Foster. As I said, Jodie Foster is an American actress, director, and producer. Her birth name is really Alicia Christian Foster, and she was born November 19, 1962 in L.A. So in a few days from today, 3 days from today, she'll be 60. So there you go. Her older siblings had a nickname for her, and her nickname was Jodie. So that's how she came up with the name Jodie for her profession, her, you know, movie career. She began her professional career as very, very young. You know, she was a child actor, a young child actor in television, and started with commercials first, and then she took acting classes in, later in life, but in the younger age, without any type of training, she did the commercials first, and then from there she launched into a television career. In 1968, she had her first TV show appearance, and in a show titled Mayberry RFD, and that was her first, you know, major hit in on TV as a very, very young actress. And from there she will continue to get a very busy career as a child actress, and you know, basically she had no youth because she was working from a very, very young age, and her mother, Brandy Foster, was always by her side and played a dual role of her mother and her manager on all during her career. And when she was young, she was attacked by a lion, and in fact she was actually carried in the lion's mouth while filming a Disney film, Napoleon and Samantha, in 1972. So you could look it up. In that film she played a role in which she was in contact with native animals in Africa, and so that accident occurred. So Jodie drew attention from critics from her first major film appearance. She was in Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. filmed released in 1976, and Martin Scorsese was the director I chose for last week's show. So Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro, is the first, and Harvey Keitel, is the first film where Jodie Foster had a prominent acting role, and she actually attracted a lot of other directors and producers for her abilities on screen. She was she played a young prostitute at a tender age of 12 years of age. So, and that role got her the first Oscar nomination in her career for Best Supporting Actress. So, and she was very young, and she already landed such a wonderful recognition for her work. Foster's breakthrough into adult roles came with a with her performance as a rape survivor in the film The Accused. It was a drama based on a real criminal case, which was released in 1988. And for this performance, she won both Academy Award and Golden Globe for Best Actress, both of them. And that really, really solidified and established her as one of Hollywood's most esteemed serious actresses for serious roles. Foster's film, first film release after the success of The Accused was The Silence of the Lambs, which you might have seen. I've seen that film many times. She released that film in 1991. She played an FBI trainee. Clarice Starling was the name of her character, who was sent to interview an incarcerated serial killer. Hannibal Lecter was the name of the character, and Hannibal Lecter was played by Anthony Hopkins. And the idea was that she, by interviewing this, you know, very accomplished and serial killer, and that actually would happen to be also like a psychologist, and she would be able to get some insight into the mind of a serial killer and maybe use that knowledge to help her with a case she was trying to solve. And so Foster later named that role one of her favorite roles of her whole career, the role that she played in The Silence of the Lambs. It's an amazing film, not for everyone, because it's very, it's controversial, and it's a hard, very hard topic. And, but if you want to see a really, strong film with a wonderful performance by Jodie Foster and by Anthony Hopkins and everyone else in the film, it's a great film to watch. Foster received largely favorable reviews from her acting in that film, and she won the Academy, the Golden Globes, and the BAFTA awards for her portrayal of Starling. You know, again, she won Best Actress on those three now. In October 1991, Foster made her big screen directorial debut with a drama titled Little Man Tate. 1991, and in which she also co-starred. So the film starts Adam Hanbird as Fred Tate, a 7-year-old child prodigy who struggles in social and psychological settings that largely fail to accommodate his intelligence. He's really, really bright, very, very intelligent kid. So the music score for that film was created by Mark Isham, and Mark Isham created a lot of the scores for her films. He's an American trumpeter and keyboardist, but also a film composer for scores for films and TV. So I'm going to play the first score, the first track I have for you today. And it's from the soundtrack of Little Man Tate. And here is I Get a Kick Out of You by Ella Fitzgerald. Let's see what you think about this one.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet Suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me, you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky. Is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick out of you.
I'm Flynn.
And I'm Maya.
You're listening to Community Radio
93.7 FM.
Thanks, Flynn and Maya. And this is Raul, and we are on Pick the Fic. And my first track on today's show was I Get a Kick Out of You by Ella Fitzgerald, and that track was used in the sound score for the film Little Man Tate, released in 1991, directed by Jodie Foster. The whole soundtrack was actually chosen and created by Mark Isham. So beautiful song, and Ella's voice is incredible always. So after the success of Little Man Tate, Jodie Foster played a role in a film called Nell, as N-E-L-L, Nell, and that was released in 1994. She co-starred with Liam Neeson and Natasha Richardson, and so Jodie Foster considers her performance as Nell as her best performance, the best ever. The one that she did on The Silence of the Lambs, she considers one of the top performances of her career, but Nell, the best one. So Nell Kelty is the name of the character. It was a young woman who had to face other people for the first time after being raised by her mother in an isolated cabin. So she never met anyone until she had to meet them after the mother passed away. And so besides starring in the film, Jodie Foster was the producer of this film. And she won the inaugural Screen Actors Guild Award for outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role, and was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actress and the Golden Globe Award for Best Actress Motion Picture Drama. And so it was clearly acknowledged by her peers and that's how good she did in this role. And I don't know if you had a chance to if you have watched that film. I watched that film in 1994, I think, when it came out. And it was a controversial because she could not communicate with people. So she, the character, so she kind of used, a few words that she was able to repeat and as a way of communication of her feeling if she liked or disliked something and music. And so really, really interesting films, completely different from other ones of the time. And I enjoyed it, but a lot of people had different reactions when watching it. The soundtrack for that film was also created by Mark Isham. And so here's the second track for today from the film Nell. The track is titled Welcome to Robbinsville by Mark Isham. There we go.
92.7 FM, the home of great music in the Bay and Basin.
Okay, so we're back now with Pick the Flick. And the second track I played, or just played that track for you, was the song titled Welcome to Robbinsville. And it's one of the tracks within the sound score of the film Nell. The sound score was created by Mark Isham, and the film Nell was produced and starred by Jodie Foster. And we are featuring Jodie Foster in today's show. So before I continue with more on Jodie Foster, I'm going to take you into the second film that he directed. I'm going to play the Pick the Flick game again. So here we go. I have five old TV shows. Three of them are like kids type of shows. I play 10 seconds from their intro music, and if you can recognize them, you can write their names, what you think their names are at home. You can then confirm how good your memory was later on the show, or you can call me at the studio to let me know who you think those shows were. And the number here is 444-39644, or you can also send me a text into our text line. The number is 0403-572-344. So there we go, 10 seconds from each of them. Number one. Number three. That's an easy one. Number four. And number five. There you go. What do you think? You think you recognize any of them? You recognize all of them? Hope you do. You'll have to wait until the end of the show to find out if your memory is working well or not. Okay, so back to Jodie Foster. I'm going to take you into the second directing film that she did and the third track that I want to be able to play for you. So the second film that she directed was Home for the Holidays, released in 1995, and it was starred by Holly Hunter, Robert Downey Jr., and it was described as a black comedy. The film follows Claudia Larson, is the name of the character played by Holly Hunter, who, after losing her job, kissing her ex-boss, and finding out that her daughter has plans of her own for the holiday, departs Chicago to spend her Thanksgiving with her dysfunctional family. So that's the premise of the film. And it's a really, really good film. And Holly Hunter is amazing in this film. It's one of my favorite actresses. The film received mixed reviews from critics who appreciated Foster's direction and appreciated Hunter and Downey's performances but didn't like the screenplay. Anyway, I didn't notice that. I really enjoyed the film. So the film score was also composed by Mark Isham. And so here's the third track I have to play for you today from the film Home for the Holidays. This track is titled It Is Not Unusual, and is performed by Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's on at Huskisson Pictures?
Are you okay with people knowing that you're adopted?
Yes. Mostly.
Not really.
Lifemark, rated PG. David's comfortable world gets turned upside down when his birth mother unexpectedly reaches out to him. With the encouragement of his adoptive parents, he embarks on a journey of discovery that leads to a staggering truth from his past. Starring Kirk Cameron, Alex Kendrick, Rebecca Rogers, and Justin Sterner. Yeah. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, rated M.
Only the most broken people can be great leaders.
To protect their nation from intervening world powers in the wake of King T'Challa's death, the Wakandans strive to embrace their next chapter. The heroes must band together with the help of war dog Nakia and Everett Ross and forge a new path for the Kingdom of Wakanda.
Okay. They called him Kukulkan, the feather serpent god. Killing him
will risk eternal war.
Starring Letitia Wright, Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, and Winston Duke. Hopper. Documentary. Popular, praised, and mysterious. Countless painters, photographers, filmmakers, and musicians have been influenced by his art. But who was he? And how did a struggling illustrator create such a bounty of notable work? This new film takes a deep look into Hopper's art, his life, and his relationships. Hopper is a rare artist whose work is accessible to both the casual and the critical observer. The Woman King, rated M. The story of the Yagohi, the all-female unit of warriors who protect the African kingdom of Dahomey in the 1800s, with skills and fierceness unlike anything the world has ever seen. General Naniska trains the next generation of recruits and readies them for battle against an enemy determined to destroy their way of life. Starring Viola Davis, Thusu Mabidu, Lashana Lynch, and John Boyega.
My king, the Europeans wish to conquer us. They will not stop until the whole of Africa is theirs.
Huskisson Pictures, your local cinema. For further details, phone 444-15076 or go online, huskypics.com.au. Station sponsor. 92.7 FM, the home of great music in the Bay and Basin.
Hey, this is Wendy Hobbs. I'm from Shoalhaven Suicide Prevention and Awareness Network. We provide information and community support for the prevention of death by suicide. You're quite welcome to come to our website. We have information on there for families and friends. The website is www.sspan.org.au. Thank you.
Shoalhaven Live Arts and Music Show. The Slam on Bay and Basin FM.
Thanks, Vanessa. And yes, stay tuned for The Slam that follows Pick the Flick from 4:30 p.m. Vanessa will tell you all there is to know about the Shoalhaven Live Arts and Music, and also will play wonderful music for to entertain you. And she sometimes has some very interesting interviews, so it's a great show not to miss. And this is Raul, and you're listening to Pick the Flick at the AM Base 92.7 FM on this Wednesday, the 16th of November. I also want to say thank you to our sponsor, Huskisson Pictures. He's a sponsor of the Bay and Basin 92.7 FM, and we always play what's on at Husky Pictures within the Pick the Flick show. So today's show is specially dedicated to Jodie Foster and her amazing career, and we've already gone through a few of her film acting roles and also directing and producing roles. So the next one I have for you is so after Nell missing something here. So after Nell in 1994, Jodie Foster decided not to act in any project until 1997, when she decided to incur in another project again. In that period of 3-4 years, she only did some TV episode voicing characters, where she performed shallow type of roles. And she acted in the TV show Frasier in 1996, and she acted in the TV show X-Files in 1997. But in 1997, she decided to go back into acting, and her next big screen role landed her a main role in the film Contact, that was released in 1997, opposite Matthew McConaughey. So Contact is a drama film that was directed by Robert Zemeckis, and is based in the 1985 novel by Carl Sagan. So Sagan and his wife, Anne Druyan, wrote the story outline for the film. Jodie Foster plays the role of Dr. Eleanor Ellie Arroway. She is a scientist who finds evidence of extraterrestrial life and is chosen to make the first contact with that life. Very, very interesting show. A lot of special effects, and if you like science fiction like I do, it's a wonderful science fiction show. So well done. And of course, you know, the stories by Sagan, and Sagan was an amazing person and scientist and human, amazing person. So the film was a huge hit, and brought her a Golden Globe nomination for the role. The soundtrack for the film Contact was created by Alan Silvestri, as an American composer and conductor of film and television scores. So here is our fourth track for today's show. And this is a track that is chosen by Alan Silvestri to play with the end credits of the film Contact. There we go. Thank you.
It's Margot here, and you're listening to 92.7 Bay and Basin FM, where we love all types of music.
Okay, so you're back to Pick the Flick, and I played the end credit track that was from the film Contact. The track was created by Alan Silvestri, and the film Contact was starred by Jodie Foster. And that song is amazing, that track. And I had to play it because when I got a hold of that track, I listened to it, and it brought me back to the film. If you haven't seen the film Contact, I believe that it's a wonderful film to watch, because the message of the film is very positive at the end, and it makes you think that we are such a little particle in this massive universe, and it gives you hope that there could be better things to come, especially in these days that we are facing so many negative things around us. So, in 2011, Jodie Foster had her third opportunity directing, and she directed the film The Beaver. The Beaver is a drama about a depressed executive that was played by Mel Gibson, who hits rock bottom when his wife kicks him out of the house. And at his lowest point, he began to use a beaver puppet, hand puppet, to communicate with people. And it's the only way he can overcome issues with communication and opening up. So it's a very different film, but very interesting one. And it's a very unique performance for Mel Gibson that, you know, is known for a lot of action type of films. So in this film, he plays someone that is going through a really tough time, and it's a, I don't know, it's a very, very unique type of role for him. If you haven't seen it, another great film to watch. And Jodie Foster does really well as a director on this film. So the sound score for that film was created by Brazilian pianist and composer whose name is Marcelo Sarvos. And so I'm going to play the fifth track for today's show from the soundtrack of the film The Beaver. It's called Summer is the Champion, and it's performed by Laura Veyers. So there you go.
Honey wax, melt it down. Make your heart molten. Somehow turn the field to stone. Magma. Singing out on the breeze, I hear you singing, you're coming home. I can see you now. Thank you.
is India, and you're listening to the best station, Bayan Basin FM, 92.7.
Thanks, India. And this is Raul, and you're listening to Pick the Flick at Bayan Basin 92.7 FM on this Wednesday, the 16th of November, 4:08 on the clock here. And I play the song Summer is a Champion by Laura Veirs, and which is one of the songs on the soundtrack for the film The Beaver. And the soundtrack was composed or assembled by Marcelo Sarvos. Jodie Foster was the director of that film. And before I go into the last track I have for Jodie Foster tonight, final try of the Pick the Flick game. 10 seconds from each of the five old TV shows. See if you can recognize them. So there they go. Number one. Number three. Number four. And number five. Okay, so I'll tell you who those shows are, were, at the end of the show in just a few more minutes. So back to Jodie Foster. In January 2013, Jodie Foster received the honorary Cecil B. DeMille Award at the 70th Golden Globe Award ceremony. And that award was for outstanding contributions to the world of entertainment. So massive recognition from the Hollywood Foreign Press. In 2016, she directed her next film, titled Money Monster, which stars George Clooney and Julia Roberts. The film follows the financial television host Lee Gates, that was played by Clooney, and his producer Paddy Fenn, that was played by Roberts, as they put in an extreme situation when an irate investor takes them and their crew as hostage. Soundtrack for the film Money Monster was created by Dominic Lewis, a British film and television composer. And here is the final soundtrack I have for you today from the film Money Monster. The track is titled Sweet Georgia Browns and is performed by Brother Jones. There we go.
Hey man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whipping man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Thank you.
that was that cat, all right.
Oh, yes, it was. So that was Sweet Georgia Brown by Brother Bones, and from the soundtrack of the film Money Monster, directed by Jodie Foster, released in 2016. So Jodie Foster has been cited as one of the best actresses of her generation. In addition to her 2 Academy Awards, Foster has won 3 BAFTA Awards, 3 Golden Globes, Screen Actors Guild, and the Cecil B. DeMille Award that I mentioned previously. For her work as a director, Foster has been nominated for 2 Director Guild of America Awards and a Primetime Emmy Award. She lives in Los Angeles. She has 2 sons, Charles, or Charlie Foster, and Christopher, or Kit Foster, while partner with Sydney Bernard. They had those two children, and she has never revealed the identity of the father of the children. She met Bernard on the set of Summersby film from 1993, and was in a relationship with her from 1993 to 2008. In 2014, Jodie Foster married actress and photographer Alexandra Hedison, and is with her still today. She was awarded the Star of the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 6927 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. And in May 4th, 2016,